In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. Family. Family. A really big deal. In our world, in our culture, just as in the day of Jesus, family was a massive deal. In our world, most people would probably rank family as number one or number two priority in their entire life. It's all about family. Family first, we hear. Jesus, in our episodes for today, he comes into this situation following the rejection by the authorities that we heard about last week. They were ready to kill him. He had disobeyed their Sabbath laws. They were angry at Jesus. And Jesus goes up on a mountain, escapes on the top of this mountain, and he calls to him 12 men, and he appoints them as part of a new Israel. Being rejected by his society, Jesus decides to establish a new one. These will be the new 12 sons of Israel. This is the new society of God. This is God's new family. Following this appointment of these 12 is symbolic of a new family that he was establishing. We're told that Jesus goes back home in Nazareth, and there he's gathered. A crowd is excited to see him, hearing him teach. The crowd is pressing around him, listening to his every word. His blood family finds out that he's in town, though. And we're told that they want to apprehend him, seize him. We're told that they think that Jesus has gone out of his mind. He's crazy. He's insane. He's dishonoring the family name. They want to seize him, stop him from what he's doing, stop his teaching, stop these actions. He is ruining the family name. People are going to think a mockery of our family. As his family is trying to get a hold of him to stop him, Jesus is still gathered there with the crowds teaching. And we're told that the authorities also chime in, hearing from the family that they think he's gone insane. The authorities agree. Jesus is satanic. He's from Beelzebul. He's from the devil himself. The authorities agree. We got to get a hold of Jesus. He's wacko. You can't start a new family, a new society in the middle of the old. The family lines that we determine are the ones that matter. You can't overthrow that. So as his family's trying to seize him to get him out of this situation, thinking he's gone insane, the crowds hear of this and they start telling Jesus, your family, your mom, your brothers, your sisters, they're outside. They're trying to get to you. Jesus then asks a question of them. Who do you think is my mother and my brothers and sisters? Before anyone can answer Jesus' somewhat rhetorical question, he responds, it's right here. Those sitting right here around me, listening to my teaching, accepting this new thing that I'm doing in the world, this is my mother. This is my brothers, my sisters. And he goes on to make clear what that means. He says, whoever does the will of God, that one is my mother, my brothers, my sisters. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Jesus rolls a bomb, if you will, right into the middle of the society and the way that it's established and blows it apart. Everything that they held dearly, family was everything for establishing the structure of society in their lives. Family was their identity, their belonging. That's where you learned who you were and what you were about, from your family. It was your security. There was no social security system and big government systems to take care of you. Your family took care of you. If you alienated yourself from your family, you were done for. You were lost, alone, no one to take care of you. Your family was the center of everything, politically, economically. All of life centered around the family. And Jesus rolls his little bomb right into the middle of it, blows it up. That's not the right definition of family, he says. Family is about doing the will of God. Notice in Jesus' language, he never talks about fathers. Why? For Jesus, there's only one Father, God himself. God is the Father, the patriarch. The Father was was the single most important figure in the family of that day. The patriarch determined everything. You look to the patriarch for care, for providing. You look to the patriarch for protection. The Father was everything. He controlled the assets, the money, the power. The Father is who you obeyed to belong in the family. Jesus says the only rightful Father is God. In the real family, it's everyone who obeys his will. That is how you know who your mothers are, your brothers, your sisters. Family, it's a big deal. How do we, in our world, in our society, and even here among us in our own lives, how do we go about defining what it means to be family? Have we accepted the definition that the world tells us of blood relationship as being what defines us as family? Or have we been willing to follow Jesus and his revolutionary teaching that family is around the true patriarch, our loving Heavenly Father, and that it's those who obey his will, his word, that make us family, that give us our identity, our purpose, our belonging, our security, our protection, our everything? And how do we rank family in our lives? The world's definition of family, anyway. I've seen so many plaques and little trinkets over the years often say faith, family, and friends. Seems like a wonderful sentiment. And sure, absolutely no question, faith for Jesus is what matters above all else. But I think those sentiments we have to examine a little more closely. In practice, does faith really come before family? Question worth asking. Would you kill for your family? Would you kill for your family? We know that the Lord has said for generations, do not kill. We know that Jesus takes it further and says, love even your enemies. So if we were to fall into that instinct, that urge to kill for our family, would we not be putting family in front of our faith in the word of the Lord? Would you worry and stress out and prepare for some unknown future for your family? Jesus teaches us, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about tomorrow. Do not worry about the future. Do not worry about what you eat, what you will wear. If we fall into that urging, that instinct to worry, to stress about the future, to build it up for the sake of our family, have we not shown the Lord that the ranking for us is really family in front of faith? The Abraham and Isaac story in the Old Testament is a powerful one because it challenges this tendency of us to put family ultimately in front of God, regardless of the sentiments that we share. Abraham was asked to kill his son in obedience to God. He was put to the real test. Does God really rank in front of your family, Abraham? Obviously, Jesus does not ask us to kill anyone at all. But he does challenge that ranking of faith and family. Are you willing to love your enemies? Are you willing to not worry about your life and your future, even when it seems to compromise your family? I believe so many, if not all, of the problems in our world often stem from people doing what they think is best for their family. Wars, conflicts within family, systems, between societies, between governments, often always stem from we are just protecting our land, our family, etc. If we are the kind of people who fall into that same logic, are we not part of the problem ourselves? Jesus instead calls us to blow up our idea of what family loyalty means, to redefine it completely around the one Father, that obedience to his word, to truly put faith in front of any other relationship, that we would listen to the word of Jesus, that we would follow God's will and do God's will even in the face of what seems to be detrimental to family. This is a powerful challenge, but it's all anchored in the trust that God will provide for his creatures, for his children. God will take care of his children. And therefore, we don't have to kill for our family. We don't have to worry about the futures of our family. We can instead love them today. And love all that we encounter with that same kind of love that Jesus had for everyone that he encountered. The beggar, the blind, the lame, the broken, whoever he encountered, he welcomed as family. Because he knew that family was so much bigger than how we normally define it. Challenging words. May we reflect this day on what it means for us to be family around the words of Jesus. Doing his will is what bonds us together. Being a people who love our enemies, a people who do not worry about tomorrow, a people that listen to everything that he says, this is what bonds us together. Faith in our Heavenly Father. He runs our family, and he's got it taken care of. He's got our backs. He will take care of us. We don't have to take it into our hands. May we be that kind of people. Amen.